Hello, it's Jill Burridge here, and today I'm joined in the studio by Jean Curl. Now, Jean has come in because the WI in Hertfordshire is celebrating this year its centenary. I think the national organisation celebrated its centenary about 4 years ago, but Hertfordshire has got good plans for their centenary coming up this year. And Jean, as you'll hear, has been a long-standing member of the WI. I think, Jean, you first joined in 1953?
1953, I did.
Amazing. And you've been a member constantly ever since, and in Hertfordshire.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, why did you join in 1953?
I joined in 1953 because I wanted to go to their drama classes. They were run in conjunction with the local council. And to be able to go to the class, one had to be a member of what they called the Women's Institute. Now, I was 22 at the time and I had no idea what the Women's Institute was. But my cousin assured me that it was a wonderful organisation. So I was put up for membership. And I duly joined the Women's Institute in those days, which, of course, is now called the WI.
Yes, always known as the WI, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But why did you have to be put up? You couldn't just join and say,
oh, No. In those days, you had to be nominated, and then the members voted you in. So there you are, 22, I became a member.
You weren't vetted.
No, not as such. I think they knew I was of clean, sober habits, you know, so there we go.
And you became involved. So apart from joining the drama group, what really interested you and attracted you about the organisation?
I suppose because it was an organisation that did things. You felt it had a great purpose. The meetings were very interested, very formal in those days, of course. We sat in sort of serried ranks and the president would sit on the stage with the treasurer and the secretary, and when she spoke, we did listen unto her, of course. And then we had, as I say, interesting speakers. We learnt crafts. There was all this sort of thing going on, which for a young person was a great of great interest.
Yes, there must have been quite a sense of community. Which one was it that you joined?
I joined one in Nash Mills in Hemel Hempstead.
Yes, yes. Does that exist?
No, it doesn't. No, it closed quite a long while ago. So there you are. So I transferred and I now belong to Bedman WI.
But there must be a strong sense of community about belonging to the WI.
Oh, yes, you become very involved within the community itself, you know. And I know that the one at Bedman, we are very involved in the community and all that goes on there. So it's a superb organisation.
And it's still sort of, it isn't affiliated to the church or anything.
Oh, no. We help at all sorts of things, the schools, the church, we run classes and things like that, but it's open for everybody.
And it wasn't long before you sort of took on a leadership role.
I became a president of Nash Mills WI, I suppose, in the early 60s. And I did a 3-year term as president. I was also at one time treasurer, and I've also been secretary. Then I went back and did another lot as president and became a group leader. And that was that's a number of institutes that come together for a meeting, and you have somebody who chairs the meeting. So I did that, and then I was invited on to the county committee, the executive committee, and I've enjoyed being on that forever.
Because Hertfordshire is a huge county.
Yes, so it is.
What do you get together certain times of the year?
Yes, we have two big meetings a year. We have an annual meeting, which is in April. And our next one is coming up very shortly. And we have another one in the autumn, the autumn council meeting. And then a representative from each institute is invited along, and anybody else who wants to come along buys a ticket. So, yeah, they're big meetings.
So at that level, you become involved with the annual general meeting, which has become quite famous, hasn't it?
The annual general, yes.
The Albert Hall.
At the Albert Hall, yes. We go to the Albert Hall and we move around the country now, which is much better. So, you know, I think we go to the Albert Hall in about 2 years' time, I think it is, you know.
But each year the WI takes on various motions, doesn't it? campaigns, really.
Yes, well, we have what we call resolutions. Each year, institutes can submit a resolution for selection, and usually there is about 80-odd on the shortlist, and then they're whittled down, and then we end up with one or two for discussion at the Albert Hall or at the AGM, wherever it's being held. And if that is agreed and passed, then that becomes a mandate, and that becomes incumbent on us all to work on that resolution.
And what sort of topics have been adopted as a resolution?
Oh, in the past, we've done all sorts of things. As I say, we discussed the chlorofluorocarbons and the hole in the ozone layer. We've had many on the countryside. We've had it on pollution and water. And, you know, you name it, we've discussed it.
And your concerns as an organisation with the environment were before their time, in a way.
Oh, yes, yes. I always say that the WI is well ahead of its time. We discuss things before they become an issue. It's quite amazing that when you think about, we were discussing the ozone layer and the chlorofluorocarbons, that was way back in 1985.
Yeah. And I believe that Keep Britain Tidy was a...
Yes, that was to do with one, and it's one that we carry through religiously now. I mean, you know, we have these clean-ups in various villages and towns to get rid of it. And of course, now we're very involved with the disposal of the microfibers that have come off the synthetic clothing and are causing water pollution in the oceans.
And do I remember correctly, you led a campaign on packaging the WI?
Yes, I mean, that's one that we have been done in the past, yes, yeah. Mm. Yes, it's you name it. We have a book which is called Keeping Ourselves Informed. And when you go through that and you look at all the resolutions that have been passed over the years, it is quite incredible.
So would you say that as a WI member, you must have gained a lot of knowledge through belonging to the organisation.
I know a lot of little bits about a lot of things, yes.
But it's not political.
No, it is not political. Definitely not political.
And you require your speaker, who you have at the annual general meeting, not to be political.
To be political, yes, yes.
You know what I'm thinking,
yes,
of,
you're
aren't you?
You're talking about Tony Blair, aren't you?
Yes, the year that he came to speak to the organisation, and it made the news headlines, didn't it? Because you slow hand clapped him.
Oh, yes, very much so. Yes, it was a slow hand clap. One or two people got up and walked out. But,
Did they?
Yes, oh, yes. But
were you there?
Yes, I was there. Oh, yes. And you know, it was something quite incredible to see, actually. I mean, it started off very normal talk. He was talking, just come back from his leave after the birth of his son, Leo. And he made the usual sort of jokes and wonderful talk to us about Leo. And then, of course, it started to get a little bit political when he started to talk about the national health reform, some labour initiatives and interest rates. And, of course, we are not political. And so the slow hand clapping did begin. Yeah,
I've forgotten what happened then. Did he alter his speech?
He finished it, yes. I mean, the chairman got up and sort of everybody stopped and he finished his speech. But I think he cut it a little bit short, I would imagine.
What was the atmosphere like at the meeting?
It was quite surprising, actually. I think we were all quite astounded.
Yes. I hadn't realised that the organisation itself, the idea for it, actually came from Canada.
Yes, it started in 1897 with a Mrs. Adelaide Hunter Hoodless. She had lost her fourth child through, she thought, her hygiene. It was lack of hygiene in those days, milk supplies and things like that. And so she thought women should be more educated, they should learn more homecraft skills and things like hygiene. And so she set it up in Canada. Like Topsy, it grew all over the place. And then in 1915, a Mrs. Alfred Watts came to this country to educate her two sons. And she got involved with the Agricultural Organisation Society. And she started to go around to villages. And then she thought it would be a good idea to start the WI.
This was during the First World War,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, 1915, yes. Mm. And came in, Mr. Nugent Harris was very supportive of her. And so, yeah, the WI began, and it began down in Wales.
And Lady Gertrude Denman then became involved as the first...
She became our first chairman, yes. And she did a most wonderful job, yes. Fantastic lady.
Did she stay in office for some time?
For quite a long time, yes. I think she came to one of our meetings in Hertfordshire way back in sort of early 20s, you know, and she came down. So, yes, she was a wonderful lady. And, of course, in her honour, we named out the college that we have down in Abingdon as Denman College.
Yes, and that's where people can go and do all sorts of courses.
Absolutely. I always say, when I'm talking about Denman College, you can go there and you can study anything from astronomy through to zoology. It's all there for you and a most wonderful place to be.
Yes, of course, to start with, as you mentioned, it was very much a rural organisation, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yes. It was in all the villages. And I know when we started in Hertfordshire way back, because the first WI in Hertfordshire was in Northall in 1917. And that WI is still going strong. And I think that's pretty wonderful. It was the aim, I know, to have a WI in every village. But I don't think we ever got round to having one in every village. But yes, now, of course, we go into towns and we have them in hospitals and schools and places like that, colleges rather than schools. And the WI spreads all over the place.
Well, it's sort of rejuvenated in a way, hasn't it? Because, I mean, there are now WIs in London with a good representation of young women.
Yes, yes. Well, we've got young lots of young women joining in Hertfordshire too. Their names are lovely. We've got the Harts Bells, we've got the Oxley Village Violets, we've got the Paper Dollies. All these younger institutes have names, not like the name of the village and WI. We're attracting younger people all the time because I think they realise that the members of the WI have the knowledge, the skills, the crafts. Perhaps we do cookery and things, but they can learn that from us, but we can learn an awful lot from them. Mm. So it's a wonderful exchange of ideas.
Did you yourself, when you first joined, did you sort of take on the practical skills that...
Yes, although I've never been very good at needlework. That is not my main thing. In fact, my late husband thought it was a scream when I was appointed the Home Economics Certificate Organiser, because that had to organise all these classes for things like stump work and black needlework and all that sort of thing, you know. And I went home and I said, "You'll never believe it, I'm a Home Certificate Organiser." And he said, "You don't even sew on buttons, dear." So there you are, you see. But the thing is, with the WI, you can do what you want, and you do have the opportunity, you know.
A lot of sharing of skills.
Yes, indeed.
What would you see now as the sort of strength of women's organisations, if you like?
Well, I mean, we have the opportunity, don't we, now to come together. Women are very united in all that they do, and I think we have a great voice that needs to be listened to from time to time, because we talk an awful lot of good sense.
Yes. Mm. Have you ever had any applications from men?
No, I don't think so.
I wonder how they would be received.
Well, we'd be delighted to see them, I'm sure.
Yes. If you had to sort of earmark one memory that's particularly special to you of being a member of the WI, what would it be?
Well, I suppose there are quite a lot, but I think the one that is particularly in my mind is in the year 2000, Her Majesty the Queen graciously attended our AGM at the Albert Hall, and she asked that as she entered the arena, we should sing Jerusalem. And by golly, we gave it some welly, and I could really feel the hairs on the back of my neck standing up, you know. It was wonderful to welcome her because she again came, as you said earlier on, to our meeting for our 100th birthday. So that for me was a very, very special day, and it was lovely. And as I said, I always feel with the WI, it was the best thing I ever did. It cost me 3 and 6p. It was 3 and 6p well spent. And I would like to say to all Hertfordshire members, happy birthday. Long may we flourish.
You said that Northall was founded in the
1917,
but I guess the sort of Hertfordshire umbrella group, if you like, wasn't formed until 1919.
No, you had to have at least 17 institutes before you could form a federation. So that's why we came into being on December the 9th, 1919. Yes, the Hearts Federation of Women's Institutes.
And now, am I right in saying you've got 86 WIs across the county?
Yes, we have indeed, yes. Yeah.
And some 4,000 members, nearly.
Yeah. Getting towards that way, and about 215,000 members over countrywide.
Yeah. So tell me about some of the celebrations that you're going to lay on this year to mark the centenary.
Well, we have our annual meeting in April, and the speaker this time is going to be Giles Bandreth, because it is our special meeting, and so we're all looking forward to that. We're having a service in the Abbey, a Thanksgiving in the Abbey, and we shall have a luncheon at Nebworth, and then we're going to have an autumn council meeting when we've got Baroness de Souza coming along. So, yeah, so we've got quite a bit, and of course, within the institutes themselves, they will be doing some celebrating as well.
Wonderful. A good year to look forward to. And I guess if anyone's listening who would like to join,
we welcome people just to come along and see us. I always say that the WI for me has been the door to opportunity, and that door is there for you to open and step inside and to enjoy all that the WI has to offer you. And, you know, we would love women to come along to our meetings and see what it's all about. They would be really welcomed, and we would love to see them.
It's not all jam and Jerusalem, is it?
It is not all jam and Jerusalem, no. We have a very serious side to us. And I think the great thing about the WI is we are based on friendship, tolerance and truth. And I think that is a great thing to be.
Jean Curl, thank you so much for sharing your memories and recollections of the Women's Institute in Hertfordshire. I hope you have a very good centenary.
Thank you.